Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in beautiful Washington, D.C. And I apologize for the lighting issues here. I'm like, the sun is here and not here.
You're just a bright shining light.
Well, at least half of me is. We're here with Joe Franklin from PSCU Co-op Solutions.
Correct.
Soon to be one name
yes,
here pretty soon.
Correct.
But glad to have you here, sir. How are things so far?
We are good. Things are great. It's a beautiful day here in D.C.
Gorgeous.
Sun is out.
Yep.
Looking across the White House and everything there is beautiful. But yeah, things are going great.
Good.
In a good spot.
So you are up on the big stage today, at least right here in Underground, and you guys are talking about community redefined. What does that mean?
You know, we're going to do a panel. We're going to really talk through with some of the industry leaders on what community means to everyone and what that looks like. And I'm going to share a little bit. We're doing some research. And for us on the community side, in order to build community, in through our research, we found that the biggest components in today's member is trust. Is how do we go about building trust with folks so that they then entrust us with their financial institution, they come to us on their daily interactions. How do we, you know, we're always about that work. We're trying to fight for that. Like, how do we get those daily interactions on a consistent basis? So when it comes time for those big deals, so they're looking for a car, looking for a house, we're then part of their regime, we're part of their thought process.
Top of mind.
So not only trust, but then they want engagement. In order to build that trust, they're looking to have engagement with us. So how do we engage with our communities? You know, CMNAs we work with for years. There's probably no better feeling than standing at the end of at the finish line of the Sacktown race, the Cherry Blossom race, seeing credit unions run across that finish line, communities lined up on the side. That's not only brand awareness, but that's building trust with who we are as an industry. And saying that credit unions deserve your business. We are competent for your business, so come and utilize us. So I think we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay, and seeing what credit unions represent as well, right?
Most
so
definitely.
Supporting the community in many, many ways.
Yeah. Many ways, not just financial. Yeah.
Is there any specific message that you want to get across to the audience today that'll leave them like kind of spark an idea or maybe some thought process type of stuff going into the GAC?
Well, I think it's just that concept that trust is really in today's consumer that is underlying everything that they do. Can they trust us? And part of that is not only can they trust us and who we are, but can we compete with everyone else in the marketplace to meet them where they're at on a daily basis? So I think that's probably the biggest.
Because there's a lot of distractions out there, as you guys well know. You guys are in the business. So how does a credit union stand out? I mean, you talk about that trust and the community involvement, that type of stuff. How else does a credit union stand out to gain that trust? How do you guys see? I don't mean to throw a curveball at you, Joe, but I think you can handle it.
No. I mean, I think, again, it's really being involved in the community. It's not only hospitals, but what else can we do? You know, Global Women's does a great job of that as well, too, is pulling in those particular groups. DE&I is a big topic here today, too. Like, how do we pull in those subgroups and those other groups that come in and say, hey, we're part of the community. What can we do? How do we serve them and we show them that we're serving everyone across the board? Probably that.
All right. Well said. All right. I know you have a busy
morning.
Sir. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
We do.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
Joe.
You bet. Good
Always great
you,
to see you.
You too.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible.